Hello, everyone. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with DJ Hank tonight. Hello, DJ Hank.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Unfortunately, DJ Mandy B could not make it again this week due to a late night at work working on that campaign.
That's Seti Warren.
Yep. So shout out to her. So I hope you all have been having a good week. We both have. It's been pretty chill. Can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, I have been chilling galore. I just finished up with the old MCAT on Friday this whole week. It's like when I come home from work, I have nothing to do. I'm like, what?
It's bringing a whole new definition to the word chill.
Yes, just been gaming it up. It's been great.
Yep.
EJ has been holding it down here on the archive, though, doing last week's playlist all by himself, and just him and me here today. So.
Yep, it's been a ride. So speaking of playlists, now would be a good time to introduce mine. These first two songs are by various groups fronted by Mark Kozelek, and this first one is by Red House Painters, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. say, what do you want, girl? And she'd say, can I take a bath with Mark? My dad would say, my son ain't here, send her home, and shut the door, and we'd all laugh. And my Colleen would walk down the street, glowing and smiling like she just got in Paul McCartney's autograph. Her brain worked a little slower than the others, and she wore thick rim glasses. She took a different bus to school than the other kids and was in different kind of classes. When she got older, a neighborhood thug moved in with her and started taking her welfare payments. He took her down to the bank, helped her withdraw savings that was put away for her, and he went off with her. The cops caught up with him, he did little time and cut. Many years later, he's doing life in a Florida penitentiary with his father and both of them for murder. Michaeleen, 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 Michaeleen. She wanted love like anyone else. Michaeleen, Michaeleen, Michaeleen. She had dreams like anyone else. My friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett, he liked to play the guitar. But he had an awkward way of playing bar chords with two fingers spreading his index and middle fingers really far apart. One day at band practice he dropped like a deer was shot. He was flipping around like a fish. He had an aneurysm triggered by a nerve in his hand from the strain he was putting on it. I went to see him in Ohio. He had a horseshoe-shaped scar in his scalp and he talked real slow. We played pool like we did in our teens, and his head was shaved and he still wore bell-bottom jeans. In 99 I was on tour in Sweden when I called home. Tell my mom I got a part in a movie. When she said, Mark, there's something you need to know. Brad died the other day. You really should send a letter to his mom and dad. And I got on my train to Malmo and looked out at the snow, feeling somewhere between happy and sad. My friend Brad, my friend Brad, my friend Brad, my friend Brad. My friend Brad, my friend Brad, my friend Brad. He had a wife and a son. My friend Brad, my friend Brad, my friend Brad. He just liked to play guitar and he never hurt anyone. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. Before she passed away, we'd go and visit her at my aunt's house when I was small. I couldn't bear the shape she was in, so at the top of the driveway I'd sit in the car. And one day I was just around when I put it in reverse and I was free falling. I remember the car moving backwards. My heart was beating and I blacked out. Another car was coming down the street and I told them both and I got knocked. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. First time I met her, she lived in L.A. I think it was Huntington Park. I made friends with a kid named Marcello and another kid named Cyrus Hong. We'd go downtown and get ice cream and feed french fries to the pigeons and talk to the handicapped vets from Vietnam. It was the first time I saw a hummingbird or a palm tree or a lizard or saw an ocean or heard David Bowie's Young Americans and I saw the movie Benji in the theater. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. heard she had a pretty heart. But after her first husband passed away, she met a man from California who treated her really nice. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma was diagnosed at 62. Her kids stepped up to the plate for her, and they were there the whole way through.
All right, those two songs were both bands fronted by Mark Kozelek. The first song was Grace Cathedral Park by Red House Painters, and that is from their 1993 self-titled album, also known as Roller Coaster, because that's what the album artwork is. And the song you just heard is called Michaeline, and it is by Sunkill Moon, which is his current project, and that is from their 2014 album Benji, which is full of deliciously wordy songs like that, since now he's kind of a cranky old man, and he isn't actually old. He isn't actually old. He's like 46, or he was at the time, but he isn't in his 20s anymore, so he said his style had to change. So yeah, shout out to Mark Kozelek for going strong for over 20 years, and I think both of those artists are pretty great. All right, moving right along now. These next two songs are by kind of like space rock bands from the 90s, and this first one is a song by Hum.
She missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
as well as you. But you know, I kind of like the blank way you fill up my mind. I don't care for nothing that gets me too high. I want some dampened spirits and black and bitter spoons. I'm not looking for reflection.
Okay, that song that you just heard is called Blank, and that is by Failure from their 1996 album Fantastic Planet, which is one of my favorites. Yeah, it's received a lot of acclaim over the years, and they recently reformed, Failure did, and their newest album is from 2015, I think, and it surprisingly lived pretty close up to Fantastic Planet, but not quite. So that song was called Blank, and the one before that was called Stars, excuse me, and it is by an artist called Hum, and that is from their 1995 album, You'd Prefer an Astronaut, which I have played songs from before, as it is also one of my favorites. So two great songs right there, in my opinion. I have one more song for you. And it is by Swans, and this is a song that I'm pretty sure I had heard a while before, but I've recently rediscovered it, and I think it's pretty wonderful. So, yep, this is by Swans. Enjoy.
us are we, and some end up. Some people live their life with a violence that's pure and clean. But I saw a man cry once, down on his knee, in the corner of a darkened cell. And his pain meant nothing to me. But I was younger then, and young men never die. When I walked out in the sun, I was strong, clear-minded then. I don't say a prayer for anyone, it doesn't do any good. Please don't ask me a question, it'd just be misunderstood. And if you could step inside me, you'd feel what hatred brings. And if you saw with my eyes, you'd see what self-deception means. I was younger once, and I created a lie. And though my body was strong, I was self-deluded, confident and some pity for the weak of will. Because when we're drinking, we can never be fit. Show some understanding for the lonely fool. Because when I'm drinking, I am out of control. And when I look in the mirror, I feel dead, I feel cold, I am blind, I am blind, I am blind.
Alright, that one was Blind by Swans, and I was playing that from their 1991 album, White Light from the Mouth of Infinity, but that song actually was cut off that album for whatever reason, and it actually came out for the first time on the frontman of Swans, Michael Girard, his first solo album, which was called Drainland, and came out in 1995, but after the fact, he realized that that song was supposed to be on White Light from the Mouth of Infinity or something, so for all the reissues, he added it. So I guess you could say he predated Kanye West with the whole album editing thing after the fact.
Classic.
Wasn't necessarily a fix, though, but yeah, so that was Blind by Swans.
I'm still waiting for Kanye to release a different version of Wolves.
Still salty about Wolves.
I am.
Alright, well, in case you tuned in late, I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is the end of my playlist for this evening. So while we switch over to DJ Hank, I will play a PSA.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, DJ Hank here. Let's start my playlist off.
So, DJ Hank, that PSA was called Barbecue Adoption PSA. Do you have any idea why I picked that one?
No.
Since I'm thinking about those beans.
I'm thinking about those beans! Mmm! Shout out to Red Bones and their delicious barbecue beans. Ah!
So good.
So good!
Dangerous in multiple ways.
Ooh, now I'm thinking about those beans. All right. Anyways, I wanted to start off my playlist with a nice instrumental, actually, for a soundtrack. And this is actually a cover of a very famous song that I had no idea it was a cover of. I was just like, oh my god, this is an amazing soundtrack song. Turns out it's a really famous song. I'm sure you guys will be able to pick up on it, so hope you guys enjoy.
So that was Paint It Black by Ramin Djawadi, who is a composer who has done some stuff for... Well, that was from Westworld soundtrack. Of course, a cover of the Rolling Stones song. But that was from the Westworld soundtrack, and this guy has also done... He does all the Game of Thrones music. I guess he works with HBO a lot. I'm trying to think of other stuff that he's recently done. He did like some like Gears of War soundtracks and stuff like that. Pretty impressive, though. I really like those that brass section in there. Oof.
Yeah, he did a good job with the arrangement on that one, like the orchestration, like different instruments, the melody, and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Impressive. All right, well, I'm going to throw it back to the old DJ Hank archive playlist music. So I guess if you are a true fan of the archive, you know what I will be about to play. But I hope you guys enjoy this one. Personal favorite from a personal favorite album. So enjoy.
So that was some Old Love by Eric Clapton off his Unplugged album, which I have
heard that in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, probably for a lot of months now. A
couple of months, yeah.
But yeah, that album is one of my favorites. Used to be my pizza making album. Now I'm on the old Townsman's Ant, but you know.
Never hurts to fall back on an old classic.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of old classics, got a little Floyd coming up next. This is it's my second favorite album by Pink Floyd, so hope you guys enjoy.
Throw the fisheye lens of tear-stained eyes. I can barely define the shape of this moment in time. And far from flying high in clear blue skies, I'm spiraling down to the hole in the ground where I hide. If you negotiate the minefield in the right and beat the dogs and cheat the cold electronic eyes, and if you make it past the shutdown tomorrow, dial the combination, open the priest hole, and if I'm in, I'll tell you.
Thank you. never had the nerve to make the final cut.
So that was The Final Cut by Pink Floyd off their album The Final Cut. And DJ EJ and I were just commenting that that's sort of like a Wall Part 2 almost, with kind of different themes, but a very similar sound to it.
Yeah, and it's also essentially a Roger Waters solo album.
Yeah.
Because he had executive decisions over everything regarding that album, and he kicked out the keyboardist during the recording, and yeah.
You can tell. I mean, it's very like straight from his mind kind of thing.
Yeah.
But certainly a good album. I think I would place it second. I don't know. Obviously The Wall I'd put first. I'm not a huge Dark Side kind of guy. That's hard though, because I really like Animals too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Wish You Were Here kind of guy.
Yeah. I never really listened to that album too much. I heard like obviously Wish You Were Here, but I never really like sat down and listened to it like I did for Dark Side or Animals or The Wall. I used to paint while listening to Pink Floyd a lot, and the Final Cut was one of my like painting albums, right? I was paint while listening to it. Good stuff. Well, we only have a few more minutes with you guys on the archive. I got one more song for you. But thank you for hanging here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Telus Freeform Radio, with DJ EJ and I.
Yep. We'll be here as per usual next week, 9 p.m. Thursday night.
Hopefully Mandy B will be back in the booth after a while absence. Yeah. 3 weeks now, something like that.
2 weeks, I think.
Oh, well. Always here to play the tunes. Hope you guys have a good night.